Blog Talk Radio.
The North American Wrestling Connection, bringing you great wrestling discussion since 2007. Sanctioned by...
And something, celebrities might be embarrassed to endorse on a commercial.
All right, WCW, nasty.
We had a couple of people telling me other things, but I'm going to go with what I like.
All right.
Booze, beer.
Booze, beer. Booze, beer, drink. Let's see if it's up there. If it is, you steal the points. Otherwise, the Playmates get a... Show me booze.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to a new revamped edition of the North American Wrestling Connection. That's right, new and revamped because, let's face it, at least we aren't getting kicked off of our segment by Jay Leno.
Hey, how you doing, everybody? I'm going to take over every talk show, eh? How you doing?
Yes. We had Louis Anderson on the show, or as impressed by Jim Williams.
Yeah, I thought I was going to get the feud back, but nah, it's somebody else.
All right, that's enough of that. I'd like to introduce you all to a new revamped version of the North American Wrestling Connection. We have gotten some letters about they want to hear more opinions on this show. So... We decided to streamline the panel for non-pay-per-view shows, and we think it's going to work out great.
Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Diamond Dallas Page. Starting off on the top end, we have Trista Timpson.
Yay! So me.
Next up, we have Nikki Hammond.
For $35 million, you can kick me off any network you want.
No, Nikki. $45 million.
I'm not picky at that level. It's eight figures. I'd be set for the rest of my life.
And then we have the future broadcaster of WrestleWishes, Typho.
1-0. My only question, who's next on the Orlando Jordan Indestructible Tour?
Then we also have from... New Jersey, we have the future broadcaster of the New Jersey Nets, because nobody wants to work there, Jim Williams.
So I get that gig when Marv Albert croaks or has another sexual allegation against him, right?
Which will be in about 5 weeks.
Yes!
And from Louisiana, home of Who Dat, Drew Brees, Carl Chenier.
You sure you want to take that job, Jim? I don't know.
Well, yeah.
All right.
Good evening, everybody.
Good evening. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. Lord knows we'll probably get through all of it.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
Hopefully.
All right. Let's kick it off with some Genesis scores. Now, this pay-per-view was, in a word, very, very interesting.
That's more than one word, but okay.
Yeah, that's several words.
Never stop Paul Hammond.
It's a good compliment when you don't want to compliment.
Well, let's start off with what changed. How about the entire set?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, the new Impact Zone is Hulk Hogan announced at the opening of the pay-per-view.
Which went over so well with the fans. Oh, we're so happy and so excited they couldn't even look at it.
That six-sided ring sucked, brother.
Krista?
Well, as everyone knows, I'm a diehard TNA fan, and I watch absolutely every single Impact possible. But I think them getting rid of the six-sided ring is probably one of the dumbest things they could ever do, because if you're trying to point out how different you are from other companies and how you're not like other companies, and I think six-sided ring totally helped them in that manner, and I thought it was dumb. Not a good move on TNA, I don't think.
Right. Well, then we get to our first match, which is the X Division match between Amazing Red and a mystery partner. And who is that mystery opponent, mind you?
David Arquette.
I hear he's a man with a plan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Brian Kendrick and, in the more words of Stephen Colbert, I called it!
Yes, you did.
That you did.
That automatically gets me the belt, so long, losers. Ha, 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 ha.
Wait
no, I'm kidding.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Hit that hold on there button.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
but Amazing Red wins, so everybody gets a point.
Woo-hoo. Yay.
And then we get to Sean Morley versus Christopher Daniels. By the way, Sean Morley has no ring rust whatsoever. He's
okay.
Slick.
Oh, jeez.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he's not used to working for more than like a 30-second match. it's been a while.
Yeah.
So like what, 10 years now or something?
I think that was his first pay-per-view singles match since what, 2000?
Yeah.
Probably
something like that.
And another match that went over so well with the fans.
They love this new talent.
Quote unquote.
Yeah, both has-beens.
Yeah. Well, guess what? Morley wins, and guess what happens to us?
We all lose.
We fail.
Isn't that a damn? That was just a weird decision.
And I believe this match got the cast members a little talking to the next night.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we'll get to that in a little bit. Then we got the Knockouts match, you know, the Best of Three Falls match.
Uh-huh.
Kara versus ODB.
Mm-hmm.
Good match.
Yeah, despite ODB popping the boob, yeah.
No. She was already working with the pop boob. She had a falsy in there.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
That doesn't sound...
Nothing more than a Ziploc bag full of alcohol, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I'm sorry.
What was it? Miller Genuine Draft?
She's a classy lady. She taps the Rockies.
No.
Who's right?
She ain't that classy. Paps Blue Ribbon.
maybe a little Bex.
All right, yeah.
Tara wins in two falls. So Carl is the only one to get a point.
Yeah, I figured it would turn out that way since it was a pop boob she was working with, you know, falsy.
Oh, so you knew she was working with a pop boob. With a popped boob.
Well,
yeah,
Carl's all about the boob.
It had to be done that way.
Let's get to the Pope versus Desmond Wolfe. Great match. Another great match.
Mhm. And when was the last time Orlando Jordan was relevant?
25 and a half seconds.
Oh yeah.
I don't know. I was at the urinal the last time he was relevant, so, and I missed it.
No. The last time he was relevant was in a storyline nobody ever saw.
Oh, the one that got him fired?
Yeah.
Oh. I thought you were talking about the warrior over in Spain.
No. More having his boyfriend backstage, and the Jimmy Squad just didn't like that.
Of course not.
Right. So the Pope bowed to the Howl, and me and Jason get a point for that one. Oh, God. Not to deviate right now, but we got Michelle McCool, Layla, and a whole bunch of food out in the ring right now.
Oh, you're going to love this segment, and I say love semi-sarcastically.
This is one time I wish I had DVR. I would have skipped over this whole segment. I hate the whole angle, but...
The whole angle is stupid anyways. Then again, so is Michelle McCool thinking that a bald eagle...
They're going with the PG-ification of things, so let's play to PG girls, shall we?
Right.
Bull's eyes and back of head.
Anyways, tag title match between the Brits and Hernandez and Morgan. Guess who wins?
My God, the actual TNA
talent. All of them are TNA talent.
I put Morgan and Hernandez before the Brits, regardless.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be the only one that expected the match to end with the Nasty Boys coming out and getting in and winning the title somehow.
Yeah. Okay, so we have Hernandez and Morgan winning, so that means Jason, Nikki, and Carl get a point.
Woo!
Hey, you kind of had to figure they were going to get a bigger push now that Hogan and Bischoff are in.
Okay, next up is the Abyss-Lashley match. Everybody's going to get a half point for this one because Lashley didn't show up. Well, he showed up, but then he got laid off. Laid out.
Mm-hmm.
Fair enough.
Okay.
And who takes his place? Typho, take it away. Who takes his place?
Gee, who did take his place?
All right. Who took his place? Does anybody know who took his place?
I don't know. I didn't watch.
All right. I guess I'll do it. Mr. Anderson!
Copyright
Anderson.
Clause.
Anderson, yes.
Thank
you.
Yeah,
where's Harry?
What a coup. What a bomb.
That went over well, I'm sure.
And he didn't get hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he didn't kill the other person, yes.
Yes, that's
where I'm not at
that.
All.
Even if he did it, this wouldn't complain.
No.
Yeah.
It's good to see that his microphone made the jump with him.
Yeah.
God, something's wrong with my switchboard.
I had that problem the other night, Rob.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, where glitches are bitches.
Let me guess, it's a runtime error?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had that problem. Right, Jim?
Those are always fun.
Yep. I got a test. Yep,
you lost Trista.
No.
No.
Come back, Trista. I don't want to be the only woman on this show.
Give it about 5-10 minutes. Robert should come back out.
Nikki, can you message Trista? I think she's on Facebook.
Oof. Actually, she's probably still on AIM. I can get her there.
Type.
Okay. Next up, Beer Money versus the Band. And it's another. I called it!
Yes, you did.
Guess I said Scott Hall would be too fucked up to work.
Well,
and
in
was.
Reality, Waltman was just as fucked up as he was.
Yep. Beer Money won.
And has had a hat trick in the match. So there you go.
Yeah.
And I get a point. Because I had the wrong guy pinned.
Yeah. Clusterfuck.
Now we have a world title match of epic proportions.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
Kurt Angle versus AJ Styles.
You should be, which is always a good match, or was it?
It was a good match up until the end.
Yeah. The end didn't sit well with me.
Well, with the heel turn.
Not
Ric Flair comes down to the ring. Distracts the ref, slides AJ Styles the belt. AJ whaps him with it. Whaps Kurt Angle with it.
Mm-hmm.
AJ Styles, you're still your world heavyweight champion, and you know what he has? Ric Flair as a manager.
Uh-huh. That's about all Flair can do, yeah.
Yeah.
And somewhere Triple H threw a sledgehammer through a window.
No, he'll just make Chris Jericho job on the next Monday Night Raw.
Yeah. The one he shouldn't even be allowed at.
They'll just stop trying to explain why Jericho's there.
Well, no, I think the Evil Doc finally figured it out. Jericho was not at Raw this past Monday.
Well, if he beats down The Miz, I'm fine with that. So we got final scores.
Uh-huh.
In last place, three-way tie for last place with 1.5. Josh, DRM, and Jim.
Hey, at least I'm not alone this time.
Then in fourth place with 2.5 is Nikki.
Well, at least it's not the bottom.
No comment.
Why?
No. I'm not going to say anything about you. No. I'm going to make a bad one-liner about how I like being on bottom, but that's different. Moving on.
That's my department.
That's right. It's a Seidelman line. I apologize.
A Seidelman original. Mm-hmm.
About as more popular as an Adam Lee original.
Well, that's
a Seidelman. Yes.
In third place with 3.5 is Wah.
Blah.
It's Piggy? Oh, you mean you. Okay.
Look who's talking, Jim.
No, I didn't mean you as a pig. She always says moi. I mean, never mind.
And finally, tie for first with 4.5, Jason and Carl.
Yeah, I always seem to tie people. Not win outright.
Yeah, that seems to be.
But since he ain't here, belt's in my possession this week.
Yes. Good news for Carl. He gets the belt. The bad news is he has to share it with Jason. Speaking of annoying things like ties, let's talk about Monday Night Raw.
Oh, let's.
Alrighty, let's get to it.
Or, as I like to call it, the God, it's a heartbeat. Looking for a heartbeat episode.
Paddles clear.
So we have Don Johnson and John Heater as guest hosts. And they're pretty damn good.
Yeah, I enjoyed Johnson.
Right.
He was all right.
At least they know the product, sort of.
Yeah.
And Don Heater, someone give that guy a pill or something. Jeez.
Ooh, Don Johnson or John Heater?
Heater.
Victor Ritalin!
At least one Hornswoggle pinned somebody that I didn't really care that he pinned. Probably the only time that'll ever happen.
Oh, all right. This is just pathetic.
Oh, you're watching.
The Piggy James segment is finally over.
Oh, yeah.
I'm telling you, it's worse than an ABC after school special before Oprah, people. It's really that bad.
I want to know when Maria became a badass.
Ever since she referenced Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Pretty much. when just not too long ago she was not smarter than a fifth grader.
It was just funny hearing Maria say, it doesn't matter if you walk out or if you're carried out. Like she was just going to start kicking ass at any second.
Woo! Girl power? Yes.
Yep. By the way, how about the flame when John Heater actually wrestled?
Well, it seemed to me he lived his life like a candle in the wind, gentlemen and ladies.
Ooh.
I wasn't going to go there. I was going to say somewhere Ric Flair's elbow dropped in.
See, I'd been wondering how they were going to debut Bryan Danielson.
Yeah, that's
a win. All right.
Well, there's another way they're going to debut Bryan Danielson. We'll talk about that in a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Or in a couple minutes. But interesting Raw, especially at the end. I thought that was a great ending.
No, not the match. Just the post-match extracurriculars, I believe.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
gonna win the Rumble.
No, I'm gonna win the Rumble.
I'll throw you. I win the Rumble.
I'll throw you. I know I win the Rumble.
Talk about rehashing. Oh boy.
And guess who stood tall at the end?
The Evil Doc.
WWE's version of Brett Favre. Good lord.
No, that would mean you'd have to go 10 years without winning the big one.
Yeah, that's true.
Which means that 10 years ago, that means Kane would have to win it. Never mind.
Yeah, hey, no chance in hell.
Yeah. Speaking of.
Yeah.
Vince got called out.
Mm-hmm.
By a certain dead man.
That's exactly right.
Who in the hell do you think you are?
And then
pretty much in that same exact tone.
Well, that's because he's been doing biker taker promos despite the dead man gear.
Well, yeah.
And he spent 5 or 6 minutes just belittling Vince about the whole Brett situation. It was awesome.
I agree. It was good TV.
Did anything else major happen on Monday Night Raw?
After Vince left, Shawn came out.
Yeah, and they went back. They were back and forth. Undertaker won't give Shawn a match at WrestleMania unless he wins the Rumble. Undertaker then said, let's have a match tonight. Shawn says no.
Shawn says, if I'm going to beat you, it's going to be at WrestleMania, so I'm going to go win the Rumble. Oh, don't lose to Mysterio.
Sheamus made his presence felt on his number one contender.
And the world is forever happy for it.
Amen.
There's something about heel versus heel matchups I always get excited for.
I don't like heel versus heel.
This I don't get, honestly.
Again, the Rumble match is what sells this pay-per-view.
Everything
else
is filling.
Especially this year.
Well, come on. Do you remember any of the title matches from previous Royal Rumbles?
Yes.
Yeah.
I wanted to. Mm-hmm.
I remember when Kurt Angle and Mark Henry closed the show in 2006.
Oh,
God.
I have that.
Oh.
How about that great I Quit match from 1999?
Yep. Or the Cactus Jack Triple H match the following year.
So you guys are not going to hand me the brain bleach while I think of Triple H Scott Steiner from 03.
No.
That's because you had Benoit Angle after it. So it can be forgotten.
Yes, a match we'll probably never see again.
No, of course not.
Probably.
No. All right, so enough about Monday Night Raw. We need to jump back to TNA. Because absolutely nothing happened on ECW.
Hey, the Dude Busters won a match. That's something.
Right, that is something.
Some of Goldust won a match again.
Nope. Goldust was actually in the match the Dude Busters won.
He got pinned.
Yeah, Goldust is pretty much taking the role of Val Venus' last WWE run.
Mm-hmm. You know, took over the Abraham Washington show. That was the best thing that ever happened to it.
That's actually true.
Kozlov as a face, and I don't know.
Won't work.
Oh, he's a face now? Wow. No,
not unless he loves Double E again.
He probably does.
That's what they were trying to do with that segment, as far as I could tell. Then again, I couldn't understand Kozlov, so.
Hey, we got a Mike Knox and Charlie Haas match.
Don't get too excited.
Charlie, okay, I won't.
It's not going to last long.
That looks awful.
Okay, never mind then. Okay, now we definitely got to talk about TNA. We got huge news in TNA.
Yes, we do.
The Nasty Boys debuted.
Yay!
Fail.
Pitch the chesty.
Get ready for Pity City.
Oh, God.
And they fought Kevin Nash and Eric Young and won.
It's not often Kevin Nash has the speed and agility advantage in a match.
Yeah, really.
Well,
true.
Jerry Sags is actually kind of in shape.
Well, compared to his heart, injury.
Yeah, compared to Brian Knobbs, Viscera is in better shape than Brian Knobbs.
Kick back some more beers. Oof.
Watch some more Tampa Bay Devil Rays games.
Oh, yeah.
Alongside Dickie V.
Oh, boy.
Alongside more four-ringed goodness, another AJ Styles-Kurt Angle match, where we need a sound effect from Triple H.
Which one
would that be?
That's gimmick infringement, you know it!
I was expecting, now let's go out there and do something terrible.
That's what you got.
Oh, yeah.
Terrible?
It was a blatant copy of the Montreal Screwjob.
Complete with the spitting and destroying equipment and everything. All that was missing was Kurt Angle writing WWE in the air with his finger.
And him cursing the storm up.
He did.
Yeah, he did that. And told Hogan he'd head back up north.
But as I looked at the spoilers for the next couple of shows,
total work.
They should leak a backstage story that Kurt Angle punched out Hogan backstage and then he locked himself in his office.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah. Speaking of punching somebody out, huge news.
Emphasis on huge.
Mm-hmm.
It was reported Thursday that Awesome Kong gave her notice.
Mm-hmm.
Why you ask?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked.
Yeah, why do you ask, Ralph?
Quite simple.
I bet we know.
Well, if you know, Tyler, why don't you say it?
Oh, okay. Well, everybody's favorite new TNA correspondent, Bubba the Love Sponge.
Or Love Stooge.
Exactly. Hogan Kiss Ass, whatever you want to call him. He seems to have been talking a little bit on his Twitter account recently, including some remarks about a certain earthquake that happened recently in Haiti. He was apparently not a fan of all the aid being given by the United States. Meanwhile, Awesome Kong, who has been putting on several fundraisers to raise money for the victims of the earthquake in Haiti, took exception to his comments, and they had a little chat backstage.
Which resulted in Kong knocking Bubba the fuck out.
Girl. To which, from there, Hogan said, I should fire her. To which she replied,
Brother.
No. No, don't fire me. I quit.
And thus, the Knockouts division will die soon.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
He's not the only one that's out the door.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Kong's best friend, Alyssa Flash, quit.
Why so serious? Nobody's going to get that.
No.
No.
I don't
know. No, never saw The Dark Knight.
Actually,
it's a
Captain
America
reference, so never mind.
Oh, JBL in the stereo. However, there is a whole bunch of rumors swirling around that this is actually, quote, a work, unquote. This is actually storyline material for the show.
Because we all want to see Bubba the Love Sponge more involved.
And get knocked out by Awesome Kong again.
I would pay to watch that. I want her
if
to do it over and
Jeff
over
Jarrett
again.
Wasn't
really
fun enough.
Say that again, Nikki.
I would love to see Awesome Kong knock out Bubba the Love Stooge over and over again until he stops twitching.
And go ahead, Tyson.
Nervous tick.
So if we haven't had enough Bubba from those shoots with Jeff Jarrett on Impact this week, let's get a little more.
Yeah.
Let's
continue with Bubba the Love Stooge. He was sent home from later taping, so I think you'll be seeing more Christy Hemme in later episodes.
Mm-hmm.
What also is happening, his remarks about Haiti have garnered TNA some serious bad press.
Just a little bit.
Are you surprised?
Even NBC picked up the story.
At Bonnie Hammer's request, I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know you're in deep shit when NBC picks up a story.
Also, on that note, this was also talked about on Bubba the Love Sponge show about Bubba getting knocked out by Awesome Kong and was laughed at by him and Hulk Hogan.
Oh, God.
On the Bubba Love Sponge show.
Which nobody listens to, hopefully. No.
500,000
yeah.
people listen to his show.
Okay, 500,000 people listen. That's a drop in the rain bucket. That's about it. Really.
I know one of those listeners, and he probably backed Bubba on it, too.
Yeah.
Who would that be, Nikki, or can we not say his name on the air?
Well, let's just say he's a ref.
Oh, fucking hell.
Oh.
Hmm.
I'll leave it at that. Where were we?
Then we have this brought up on the Howard Stern show.
There you go.
There we go.
Another announcer who, never mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, Howard Stern has calmed his act down a lot more than Bubba the Love Sponge.
And is progressively waiting until he retires.
Yeah. Well, he's going back to terrestrial radio soon, so.
Hmm.
Let's see here. They talked about it. Bubba was called on the show and said, no, 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 this is not a work. This actually happened, and she actually quit. And I stick by my spot about Haiti. So this wouldn't be so bad if Dixie Carter hasn't done all this Haiti setup. She has donated like $1 gajillion to Haiti for aid. It's helped set up stuff for Haiti for aid.
This really upset her, too.
But, of course, Bubba still has a job because of Hogan.
No, I have a feeling both of them are going to go. So we lose Awesome Kong, but then again, we also lose Bubba the Love Sponge.
Fair trade?
No. Be a fair trade if we got rid of Lacey Von Erich.
There you go.
Speaking of Lacey Von Erich.
Let's bring that up, Rob.
Typho, take it away.
Well, Lacey Von Erich is the headline attraction of a certain promotion we all know and love called Wrestlelicious. And there has recently been a little bit of Wrestlelicious news, that being this past week, they have signed a TV deal that will go into effect March the 1st with, let's see, I think it's MAV TV, on, which is a Dish Network channel, also available on several cable outlets, and I think Byte TV in Canada. They will air a show that will be called Wrestlelicious Takedown that will feature all the great stars of Wrestlelicious, such as Lacey Von Erich. It will soon take over the airwaves and reinvent women's wrestling as we know it. Official sponsor of Tuesday Night Typho, I might add. We love wrestling.
Of course, MAV TV, of course, is Mark Cuban's baby.
Yes,
didn't
they
Mark
have
Cuban
hosted other wrestling shows before, like Deep South Wrestling. What else did they do?
They had a promo for HWA.
Yeah, they're going to do something with HWA that I don't think ever happened.
I can look into it for you.
Or maybe it's something that's going to happen in the future. I'm not sure. I don't know if it's dead or not.
Here we go.
But those Wrestlelicious tapings they did about, what, a year and a half ago now, will finally get to air. Good to see Lacey Von Erich in action. All the other great stars of Wrestlelicious, like Draculetta, Boot Camp Bailey, and all your favorites.
I heard they also got Daisy Hayes to do some Wrestlelicious tapings.
Yes, I believe so. I believe current Beautiful People member Madison Rayne was also part of those tapings.
Wouldn't surprise me.
That was before she was actually in TNA. So.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I mean, before she actually learned how to work?
Hey.
I kid.
I hope so, because she did pretty well in Shimmer.
Oh, crap. Did she do Shimmer first or Wrestlelicious?
She was in Shimmer, I think, a while before Wrestlelicious.
Her and Nevaeh.
My name
were...
is... For the person who said that comment, hi, my name is Jason Block.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah, she and Nevaeh were the Shimmer Women's Tag Team Champs for a while.
Mm-hmm.
I have proof positive in a photograph on my website, NikkiHeyman.com. Please check it out.
All right.
And VRM states that it is sponsor of Tuesday Night Typho, but not the WrestleCraft Sports Digest.
For the last few weeks, when he's done his playoff picks on my show, I have made sure to note that his spot on my show is presented by Wrestlelicious, whether he likes it or not.
Yes, and I also like to say that next week we'll be debuting. We have a new track. We have a track.
Oh, no. Yeah.
From
uh-oh.
The latest release from KFAL Records.
It is a new one. Trust me, folks.
Yes, it will be played in full next week when we have a 90-minute show dedicated for the Royal Rumble.
as I check the chat here. Hi, VRM. How are you?
Yes, there's VRM. He'll be on our show next week.
I don't know who the other guy is.
I'm hoping to be on the show next week. After all, I'm going
Yes, you will be on the show next week. We'll... I hope Statboy... Is Statboy going to a few of these shows, or is DJ?
As far as I know, no one knows. I can find out. But
okay.
I will be sitting with Bear and Super Oprah at the Columbus Raw. So thanks to Super Oprah for landing tickets for us. And I will be camera side in Cincinnati for SmackDown ECW.
Ready for that.
Which side?
Camera side, as in you're gonna see my ugly mug on TV.
Are you gonna volunteer when CM Punk's going around looking for his next person to save?
You said
no,
you
but would.
I will if you'll take me, I'll volunteer.
Oh my!
Make sure you don't get your head shaved. That's all I'm gonna say.
It would kind of
yeah.
ruin the gimmick.
And it will be a much better moment for you than after you were part of the Kali Kiss Cam a few years ago.
That was not me.
My apologies.
Yes,
but...
BBRM.
Who do I have to beat up?
I think Jason's the one that found it.
Oh, that's fine, Mr. Shuttleman. I will have to take it out on another member of the cast soon enough.
I'll be there in 2 weeks. Don't worry about it.
Nicely. Now, where were we?
Oh, of course. After that stimulating conversation about Wrestlelicious, featuring Layla Morani as a commentator, soon to be replaced by Typho.
I agree, VRM. Mm-hmm.
You then stumble onto Ring of Honor.
A natural progression.
Yes. They have a new belt.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Didn't know this.
What's it look like?
It's the Ring of Honor World Television Championship.
Ooh. Wow. Ooh.
So the tournament will take place over the next 6 tapings. And it's going to be a pretty darn good show. Once we have spoilers, we'll let everybody know. So, let's just put it out here right now. Who do you think has a... has a good shot at winning the... at the World TV title? Nikki?
Have the participants been announced?
No, they have not. But I can pretty much guarantee you right now that the winner isn't Austin Aries or... El Generico or Colt Cabana.
Okay, who's it going to be then?
I think it's going to be Kevin Steen.
I was just thinking that.
What do you think, Typho?
I'm putting my money on Rhett Titus.
Brother, brother, brother. Carl, Jim?
Oh, I'm here. Yeah, I couldn't tell you because we don't get Ring of Honor up here, and I don't watch it. I can't give you a dog in the race, as we say.
You don't get HDNet?
No, we don't get that for some reason. Blame Comcast.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
Yes.
Yeah, somehow I heard through the grapevine we're getting MAV TV.
Oh, there you go.
Great, so I'm going to watch
So I get to watch Wrestlelicious. Yes, join us on March the 5th. We'll have your complete Wrestlelicious coverage, mainly done by Typho.
Mm-hmm.
So pretty much it's a repeat from the stuff that he says on Tuesday Night Typho.
Most likely.
So you're just going to bring a tape?
I probably could.
So let's talk about SmackDown.
Yes, let's.
The CM Punk Straight Edge Society segment this week.
Was that
that is some of the best
but
creepiest television that I've ever watched.
Creepy's the word, yes.
Yeah.
Creepy in an awesome way.
Yeah. So he comes out, cuts this great promo, and we have, coming out of the audience, screaming and wanting to be saved, a lady by the name of Serena.
Which she almost gets dragged off by the Jimmy Squad. Handed over to a female Jimmy Squatter, or probably an arena person who was about ready to drag her out when you hear, no! She needs me. Bring her back. Luke, go get her. She needs me. Yeah, right. You were looking at her boobs, punk.
Well, maybe we should say who this person actually is.
A plan?
Well, she comes to the ring, and she says her name is Serena, and that is completely true. Nikki, you want to take this one?
No, go ahead.
All right. Give me more to say on the show. Thank you. This is back to 2007 all over again. yeah. Her real name is Serena Deeb. She has been in WWE developmental for a few months under the name Mia Mancini. She is well known for being Serena Deeb in Shimmer. So then we have this great promo by Punk. Calms her down and has her reach for the sky. Reach for the sky, my child, and you shall be healed. Healed, my daughter, you'll be healed.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So you're going to preach it out.
And if you act now, you get a hold of hanky. Yes.
Yes, since he takes his straight-edge pair of clippers, and she shaves her head bald.
Be gone, you heathen hair.
Of straight edge and being better than you. In the name of our holy God, CM Punk. Amen.
It's too bad that Bruce Pritchard is gone. Who wouldn't want to see Brother Love, the straight edge preacher, join Punk?
Well, how about this? How about the one in the
awesome
show?
I love you.
Sorry, how was that?
I miss the Reverend Slick.
Hey, how about this Reverend for you? The one man show. Are you laughing, biatch?
Oh God! Devil's a liar. Yes. A one-man show on YouTube.
Yeah,
look,
yeah, Spirit of Truth on YouTube. You'll find out what I'm talking about.
Yes, indeed.
Couldn't be as bad as God's Top Gun.
At some point, they need to give Punk the healing touch gimmick where he'll touch them on the head, they fall back, and Luke catches them.
There you go.
That'd be a throwback to the damn Days of the Jackal.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. Whatever happened to Don Callis, by the way?
He's in Canada somewhere, I suppose, doing something.
Yeah.
Watching Maple Leafs games or something these days. I have no clue.
Well, who watches Maple Leafs games nowadays?
The way they suck, nobody.
Up there now.
Yeah.
Okay.
The last time that I saw him was one of those ECW reunion shows where him and Joel Gertner renewed their feud.
Yes, that was just hilarious.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Jim, you need to get to work on a couple Joel Gertner intros.
Ah, that will be done. Don't worry. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to cut aside from wrestling for a little bit and talk about wrestle crap. We have a winner.
You the winner.
The winner for Gooker Award winner 2009. Sorry, Nikki.
Call it a winner.
With
35% of the vote.
I still disagree with that, but...
Second place with 24% of the vote was the worst Raw guest host.
I just can't believe that the Abraham Washington show did not run away with this.
I honestly think it didn't run away with it because I don't think many people on the Rest Crap forums actually watch ECW.
That's probably what hurt it, yeah.
Yeah.
And maybe because it was on, you know, the A show. It took up so much time on the A show. That's my only problem with this. It took way, way too long.
Too long.
Got Chavo airtime.
Yeah, Chavo's.
I thought a lot of that stuff was genuinely funny. But then again, Russell Crap is very good at crapping on so much stuff that they don't post there very often.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only times I ever see you post on the Rest Crap forums is for the funny pics and gifts thread.
Well, yeah, because I feel like it's where, you know, I can't get in an argument about Benoit or just listen to people shit on the shows.
Mm-hmm.
But that's any message board. That's why I don't post on Wrestle Crap. That's why I gave up on OO. And that's why I'm not even at Punt's house anymore.
Whose house?
It's called Pun's House. It's a, it's mostly a sports forum, but the eFed that I belong to was over there for a couple of years after OO was sniped by some overseas group that pretty much took the website away from Rick Skea.
Mm.
That's why it reopened as OO Wrestling.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not there to listen to that, to people crapping on it. And frankly, Hornswoggle is not that stupid. They've at least come back from painting the hole in the wall that he ran through.
Which has been inducted.
I expected it to, because
you
guys just don't want humor on your show.
Mm.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Okay. What I have noticed, another new induction this week on Rest Crap, remember McMahonism?
Oh, God.
Praise be to Vincent Kennedy McMahon.
And there's a pun in there somewhere, too.
Yes, McMahon versus God. Oh, God.
Who knows?
He mocks God. He mocks God.
I was at Backlash 06.
I feel sorry for you.
Actually, what was more funny about it is not only was he mocking God, but he mocked the Kentucky Athletic Commission the whole freaking show.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
He had more fun doing that.
How did he mock the Kentucky Athletic Commission?
The Kentucky Athletic Commission is one of the strictest states, one of the strictest organizations when it comes to wrestling. No blood, no fighting in the crowd. Of course, medical staff on hand, but that's, you know, they do that at every arena.
Mm-hmm.
Those two principles in particular, McMahon or Shawn Michaels with a broken nose. Triple H with a full-on broken Muda meter at the end of his match. And if I remember correctly, John Cena and Edge had a nice little soiree over by the announce side. They went flying over the barrier. Which cost McMahon all of, I believe, what was it, $35,000.
He has that in his penny loafers.
I was going to say, he made that selling T-shirts that night.
He probably just reached in his pocket and counted that out and threw it at him.
Yeah. And we'll be back to give your city more money. And we'll probably do it again. Well, wait, PG-ification. Damn it. Anyway.
Yes, because nowadays it's an ideal. Oh, nope. It's not the match. Run. Got super cool. You good? Good. Start the match again. Completely
shield cool. Your eyes. It's blood.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What it should actually be is, oh, God, shield your eyes. The Sheamus Randy Orton match.
Mm-hmm. I think the best part of that McMahon's against Shawn Michaels and God match is the very end where they're on the stage, and I think it's Lawler who says it's the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit squad.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, he said that.
Yep.
Oh.
So, what? Yeah.
We got time to tackle on one of those other inductions, or no?
How about game show garbage?
Okay.
Oh, yes.
The Price is Wrong week continues. Price is Wrong month continues.
Yes.
The Price is Wrong, bitch.
With some of the worst bids in history.
Mm-hmm.
$25,000 for a guitar or whatever. Yes.
$420 for everything.
Nope.
Yeah.
How about
every
for
price
a pair?
For 69.
Oh, he gets inducted next week.
Okay, thank you.
So I divvied up the inductions properly. I drew Carey, two Bob Barker filled inductions, two Drew Carey show inductions.
Mm-hmm.
Perfectly divvied up. Alright, chicken.
Good grief.
Fried chicken.
Yeah.
Control the fat population, but eat some chicken. Yes.
Yeah. I bet this is going over both of your heads, right, Nikki and Typho?
Unfortunately.
Pretty much.
So, yeah, I'm missing much, don't worry.
Yeah.
How about bidding on a pair of surfboards from 1991.
Now, that one you told me about.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. Okay, I remember this. Yes.
The infamous $9,000 bid for two surfboards.
What? $9,000? There's no way that can't be right.
And yes, he put up a damn picture on there.
That was Nikki's idea.
No, it was your idea. I just told you which part of that scene you needed.
Yeah. Vegeta or Nappa.
Parker means serious business.
And to all those who listen, I'm sorry. No, I'm kidding.
All right, so we got a few seconds left. So let's do a round of plugging. Nikki.
This weekend I will be traveling to West Virginia for XWF. I will be in Circleville on Sunday. And look for me at Nationwide Arena Monday night for Raw and at U.S. Bank Arena Tuesday night for SmackDown and ECW.
Typho.
Listen to Tuesday Night Typho every Tuesday night, 10 p.m. Central Time. And don't forget, March 1st, Wrestlelicious on TV. Catch it.
Dim.
You won't regret it.
Jim Williams, WSNJAM.com or 1240 WSNJ in South Jersey. Listen to me Monday through Thursday mornings and afternoons.
Carl.
Yes, Big Show with me and Jim and some other guy every Tuesday night, usually during Typhoon when he's on.
Good night, everybody. See you next week.
Yeah, bye-bye, bro. Bye-bye.
Peace out.